And welcome back. You may remember that during the Watergate scandal, the mantra followed by crusading reporters Woodward and Bernstein was, follow the money. Now St. Louis Public Radio is making it easier for you to do if you are interested in who gives what to Missouri legislators. LobbyingMissouri.org is a website dedicated to providing that information, and our own Chris McDaniel provides the data. Web producer Kelsey Proud, that is, makes sure it's presented in a way that's easy to navigate and easy to understand. Kelsey and Chris join me in studio. Nice to see you both. Kelsey, this is your inaugural flight on the program. Welcome.
It is. Thank you. Thanks, Don.
I'm so excited about it, I couldn't even pronounce your first name. Sorry about that. Chris, good to see you again.
Thanks for having
Chris,
me.
Chris, let me start with you. Give us kind of an overview of what this site is all about.
So we should probably first start and talk about what a lobbyist gift is. We're not talking about campaign contributions. We're not talking about money. We're talking about gifts, and gifts could be a lot of different things from lobbyists. They are most often meals, taking them out to an expensive meal, taking them out for beverages. They can also be tickets to a Cardinals game, a Mizzou football game, and they often are tickets to Mizzou football games and Cardinals games. They could be a lot of different things. There's really no limit on what they can or can't be.
Is there a threshold for making this list, or are all Missouri legislators involved in this site?
All gifts that are disclosed to the Missouri Ethics Commission, which is sort of the governing board, are disclosed on our website.
And we have some people, I'm sure, who are at the very top of the list. And are they ahead by a considerable amount over second-place finishers?
So we have on our site, we list out people for the past 24 months where they rank out, because we want to try and keep everyone on an even keel as possible, because we don't want to be comparing a freshman representative to a senator who's been here for, 8 years. So obviously the numbers that they've been receiving from lobbyists would be different. What we've seen in the data is that for the past 24 months, the top person has taken in about $22,000 in lobbyist gifts. So a pretty considerable amount. They only make $38,000 by being legislators. So that's comparing that to their salary that they have, that's a considerable amount of money. There are a few who don't accept lobbyist gifts at all. So the discrepancy between zero and $22,000 is pretty significant.
And what about the donors? Full disclosure there.
Sure. So we put out who the biggest organizations are that are lobbying. The biggest is Ameren, and then which in the past 24 months they've given out $98,000 in lobbyist gifts, followed by the Missouri Hospital Association. The healthcare industry is a huge lobbyist in the Missouri legislature. In the past 24 months, they've given more than $250,000 in lobbyist gifts.
Lobbying and lobbyists almost have become dirty words in our society. People look at them with suspicion. But we have to concede that lobbyists can also be of value to legislators.
Sure. Especially in Missouri's system where you have term limits. So a lot of the people with the expertise and the acumen are the people who have been there the longest. And who are the people who have been there the longest? Lobbyists. So yeah, they have a lot of power in Missouri's system. It's funny that you talk about how lobbying has become a bad word. Lobbyists have tried to change the nomenclature for what they're called, so, governmental relations. But they do play an important role.
This is an interactive site and an outgrowth of what we had been presenting on our site previous to this new one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kelsey can go into a little bit of detail about what it does differently than our old site.
Yeah, definitely. This was a great collaboration with the apps team at NPR in Washington. Chris had done the first iteration of this project, gathering the data, doing the reporting, cleaning it up so that it was really easy to understand. And then we said, let's see if we can take this a step further. And so we contacted the folks in Washington, and they seemed quite interested in collaborating with us as a member station to make this even more robust for our users. And so we met with them. It was about probably like a month and a half long process, I would say.
Yeah,
because
about right.
we'd done a lot of the pre-work that was necessary. Mm-hmm. And so they helped us put it together in this package, which we hope is really, really useful.
Is this being done anyplace else? Are we the only ones doing it?
I believe
we're the only ones in we're the only ones in Missouri who are doing this. I can't speak to other states who are doing it. I know that the Texas Tribune has a similar similar lobbyist webpage. But we are the only ones in Missouri who has something like this.
We'll walk through how this works in a moment. But back to Kelsey, with regard to the interactivity, just give us a broad sense of what people can do when they get to this site.
Sure. There's so much you can do with this. You can spend 5 minutes with it or 5 hours with it, either way. There's so much you can do. You can look at some of those organizations that Chris was talking about. If you're interested in how much a particular organization is giving to our state lawmakers, you can find that information. You can also share individual gifts. So if you find an individual gift that a lobbyist gives to a lawmaker, there's a very easy to use little Twitter or Facebook button right there by each gift to share that with your social networks. We really hope people can dig into this information. They can download all the data if they want to, if someone's really, really curious and wants to dig into it themselves. We'd love to see people using this in their own ways and telling us what they find.
Just another tool in making political decisions and really seeing, peeling the onion, as it were, to see what's going on behind the scenes. Chris, I'm sure that most people listening now are in cars or doing other things and don't have computers in front of them as we do. But walk us through one of these things for us so we can point out what's going on.
Well, the website is lobbyingmissouri.org. And one of the things that we're really proud of, really happy with, I know Kelsey is also really, really happy with this, is that we can find your lawmaker by your location or by your home address. I would like to think that a lot of people know who their state representative and their state senator are, but the studies say that that's not the case. Yeah. So we take care of that for you. If you put in your address, I can put in our studio address here, and it comes up and it tells us that our state senator is Senator Jamila Nasheed, and our state representative is Representative Michael Butler. So we can go to their pages right now. Representative Michael Butler has received about $1,225 in lobbyist gifts within the past 24 months, which isn't a lot of money. It's also worth pointing out, though, that he's only been in office since 2012. Taking a look at Senator Nasheed, she's been in office for much longer. She's received $9,480 in lobbyist gifts within the past 24 months, which would rank her 14th out of the 197 lawmakers that we have.
How about updating this information? Obviously, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah. So lobbyist gifts happen year-round, and they happen all the time. We update this site whenever we can get new data from the Missouri Ethics Commission, which is at the beginning of every month. So at the beginning of December, we'll have new data coming in that will tell us about gifts from October of this year.
And Kelsey, what have the challenges been for you? I mean, there's a lot of information coming in, and it's coming in on a regular basis.
Sure, absolutely. And Chris and I have really worked a lot together in parsing all this information. As I mentioned before, he did a lot of the original legwork in gathering this information, requesting it from the Ethics Commission, et cetera, et cetera. For me, as this rolls out, we really want to see how people are interacting with it, make sure it's something that people are using. And my main role in this is seeing how people are using it, listening to their questions, seeing which gifts they're finding, and then turning those things into other nuggets that we can use for really good reporting.
Is there any way, Chris, to determine on the basis of donors and recipients how the recipients vote on issues related to the donors?
You know, Don, that is an excellent question. You can see oftentimes that members of the energy industry will lobby heavily to members of the utility commission or something like that. One of the things, though, is that these organizations that are lobbying are supposed to disclose what they're lobbying for. That's problematic because the disclosures that they file aren't always that open. For instance, the St. Louis Regional Chamber of Commerce, their disclosure is something along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing here because I haven't looked at it recently, but it's something along the lines of, the St. Louis Regional Chamber lobbies for bills that benefit the St. Louis Regional Chamber, and we lobby against bills that harm the St. Louis Regional Chamber. So it doesn't really tell you specifics. So it's hard to say if a lawmaker is being taken out for a meal by the St. Louis Regional Chamber, what they're talking about.
We only have 30 seconds left, but I understand, as I understand it, Missouri is pretty loosey-goosey on this information, isn't it?
We're the only state in the country without any limits on campaign contributions and lobbyist gifts.
All righty. Well, folks can learn more. All they have to do is go to lobbyingmissouri.org, to our interactive website there, and find out who is getting what in Jefferson City. Chris McDaniel, Kelsey Proud, thanks so much for being with us. Congratulations on the site. It's really a lot of fun to play with, and I'm sure a lot of folks will do it now, having heard this. Thank you both.
Thanks, Don.
Kelsey,
thank you.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll take a look at two initiatives which seek to make St. Louis a more welcoming place for immigrants and highlight their importance to the regional economy. Then we'll talk about local veterans and the care they receive at the St. Louis VA. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.